The governor is now giving schools in red zones, which currently encompass nearly the entire state, a new option starting January 4th. In addition to all remote learning, schools can also opt for what Governor Beshear calls a, quote, more aggressive version of the hybrid model, which allows for a limited return to in-person classes. Red zone schools wishing to bring students back must provide meaningful virtual options that cannot negatively impact a student's GPA, educational opportunities, or ability to take AP classes. They must also give educators in high-risk categories the choice to go virtual. The governor said there will be some flexibility for schools of different sizes, but acknowledged meeting the criteria will be challenging.
We're going to hear from, some different school leaders that these things are really hard. Yes, operating safely in a pandemic is hard, but that's why they're the top leaders in education in their community. We've set out tenets. It's time for them to make it happen. I know they can.
Healthy at Schools guidelines will go from recommendations to being mandatory on January 4th, but the administration is urging schools not to restart traditional learning until January 11th to allow for a 14-day window between Christmas and the return to in-person classes. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.